Rehab and Radio Show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Friday, May 24th, 2013. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We're on the doorstep of a holiday weekend. A lot of stuff going on, though. A lot of news being made, and we're going to be getting into it just as soon as we get past these program notes. Claire will be joining us in hour number three today to talk about Syria and Benghazi. Of course, on Monday, Richard Mack will be joining us in our third hour to talk about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers of America Convention. We're scheduled to have Seemti Sheehan on Tuesday at the very end of the show talking about her tour to peace. And boy, there's a lot of stuff going on. First and foremost, all of a sudden, major earthquakes just all over that western Pacific Rim. They had a couple of really huge ones down in Tonga. And now they have this 8.2, I think it was, up in the Sea of Okhotsk near Kamchatka, and they're extraordinarily deep. They're continuing to have major aftershocks in the region. The tremors from the 8.2 were felt all the way out to Moscow, and this is alarmingly on exactly the same fault system, the edge of a tectonic plate, as led to the massive quake off the coast of Japan that led to the Fukushima disaster. So Mother Earth is definitely getting her rocks off right now. A little quick story that came in from yesterday up in Washington State, where Claire and I used to live, and we went over this bridge on a regular basis. It's the main West Coast route going up into Canada. The bridge on the Interstate 5 over the Skagit River collapsed, and last night they were saying there were just three cars in the water, no deaths, no deaths. Very fortunate about that. Carries a lot of traffic. Today they're saying that the problem was a truck rammed the bridge. And we're kind of getting two different stories about this. Now obviously, this bridge collapse raises the issue of the crumbling infrastructure of America. The U.S. government is taking your tax money, and they're not spending it on you and your country. They're spending it on Israel and Wall Street and these wars of conquest and the rest of it. And as of right now, one out of every nine bridges in the entire country have been judged to be structurally deficient. They don't even know when this particular bridge was last inspected. And last night, everybody was saying it's just a reminder that our nation's infrastructure has been allowed to decay. So this morning, we're getting the story that a truck hit the bridge. Okay, trucks hit bridges. Bridges are supposed to be able to withstand vehicle impacts because they do happen. But we got two different stories. One story is that a truck that was too tall hit one of the overheads, which actually, if you look at the design of the bridge, shouldn't have collapsed it. And then the story changed to an excessively wide flatbed truck, and again, there are regulations that control that, knocked out several of the vertical supports. So we've got two completely different explanations for how a truck brought down the bridge, and I don't trust either one of them. I think it's just another classic case of the bridges being allowed to rot, to rust, because Washington, D.C. is too busy spending your money on wars and Israel and Wall Street, and they have just allowed this nation to rot in place here. Now, breaking story just started before we came onto the air, and we're going to go into it in depth a little further into the show, but Adam Kokesh is now calling for armed marches into every state capital on the 4th of July, not just Washington, D.C. Apparently, they got very worried that we've got a lot of people signing our little petition saying, I don't support this. I'm a gun owner, Second Amendment supporter. I don't support it. So now he's upping the ante, and he's calling for armed marches into every state capital on the 4th of July. They are really pushing this thing as hard as they can. It is a setup. I guarantee it. How often have I been wrong over the last 20 years? We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to his role. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And between this Woolwich, false flag, Boston, and now this lame Kokesh plan to try and create the illusion of an armed rebellion rising in America, I think we're at the point where the New World Order folks have decided to hit the panic button and just go for it right now to try and bring about this world fascist dictatorship before more and more people wake up to what has been going on around the world and this whole private central banking thing. And I cannot tell you how alarmed I am that Kokesh is intentionally trying to make this look like it's a nationwide phenomenon. He started in Washington, D.C., and then we mounted our little petition, not to tell him to stop, not to change his behavior. All we wanted was a forum where people who support gun ownership and Second Amendment can say, we don't agree with this behavior. To try and undermine the message that whatever Kokesh is doing represents all gun owners all across America. And so now Kokesh is saying, every state capital on the 4th of July, everybody's got to carry loaded guns into the state capital here. He's trying to, whatever he's doing, he's trying to make it look like it represents every gun owner and Second Amendment supporter in the country. So something bad is being planned. Something bad to declare a national emergency, to suspend the Constitution, especially that pesky Second Amendment. and start gun confiscation. Because once you take away their guns, the people will do what you tell them to do. It's attributed to virtually every tyrant in history. All right, let's get back to Triplegate. We don't want to lose sight of what's going on here, because Triplegate is where the facade of the federal government is crumbling. The walls are breached. People see the reality of what's been going on in Washington, D.C. They're asking questions. We here at Republic Broadcasting, we have got the answers. An official organizational chart of the Tax-Exempt and Government Entities Division of the Internal Revenue Service shows that Ingram and Lerner were basically at the center of power of all of it. They were calling the shots. They're still trying to say, oh, it was just a couple of rogue employees who got over-enthusiastic, and absolutely not. By the way, Lois Lerner, who is already out there saying, Fifth Amendment, I did nothing wrong, but I'm not going to talk to you anymore. She is refusing to resign her position, and instead the Internal Revenue Service is putting her on administrative leave with pay. She gets a vacation. She gets to stay home and stay away from the press, and she's still getting her paycheck after attacking all of these conservative groups, these people concerned about the Constitution. What an amazing irony that the Internal Revenue Service was targeting Tea Party Occupy groups that support and promote the Bill of Rights, and then Lerner turns around and invokes her Fifth Amendment protections. Talk about irony there. We're going to grab a quick phone call. James in Washington. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Michael. I've been working night, so I missed your show, but I got two quick pieces of information. The bridge that fell into the water, they're telling the residents they're going to fix it. That bridge's integrity has been failed now. They're going to have to tear it down, so we're talking a couple years. And you've been right all along. Infrastructure's just falling apart. And the second piece is I just got done cleaning the gun range full of bullets. They had 7 million rounds in there, and that's just one little town, one little gun range.
Yeah, everybody's army. And you know something? What's amazing? Gun crime in this country is actually in decline, because the criminals all know that law-abiding citizens are arming up right now. And,
right.
You know, that's absolutely a good thing. And by the way, if you are a gun owner, you know, yes, you've got to continually train to handle that weapon well and safely. Don't just go out, buy a gun, put it in the closet, and think you're safe. Because you
right,
aren't.
Mike.
Until you, yeah.
That gun range was actually, it's the police range. They've shot 7 million rounds in this small little community. That's just one gun range.
And that's the police range.
That's just the police range.
Okay, here on the island of Oahu, the police range is open to the public. It's over by Cocoa Head, and the police train there, but the public's allowed in because it's pretty much the only outdoor range we have on the island. All the others are indoors. And by the way, they're big business. The Japanese come in from Japan. There's a big gun range right in downtown Waikiki. It's an indoor range where Japanese can go and pay really big bucks to actually handle and fire a gun, because they're not allowed guns over in Japan. Do they allow the public to use this police range where you are?
No, actually, the thing I wanted to tell you before I let you go is that, let's just say each bullet costs 50 cents and some are bigger and some are smaller. We're talking about, rounded to a dollar, $3.5 million these policemen have shot in the last 7 years, and that's just taxpayer money in the dirt.
And looking at how many innocent people get shot by the police, you'd think they'd be a little bit better at it, you know, after all that practice.
All right. Thank you so much, Michael.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Chris in Las Vegas. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I didn't want to revert too much on your talk, but Adam Kokesh is one that about a year and a half, 2 years ago, when the Occupy was going on, they had a lot of Facebook actors posting who reappeared multiple times, along with the same thing that occurred in Sandy Hook. And I had Kokesh down as one that was one of those actors back then, and I've had quite a bit of concerns about his authenticity as opposed to being an agent provocateur acting as a conservative to do the bidding of the DHS to inspire a uprising under the Second Amendment actions in Washington, D.C.
Well, again, I wasn't going to get into this in detail until later in the show, but since you brought it up here, apparently in a radio interview he just gave, Kokesh came out and said he opposes even restoration of the Constitutional Republic because that is another way to rule us. And so he's basically hemming and hawing around the idea of complete anarchy. And again, this just absolutely plays into a propaganda agenda to demonize all gun owners and Second Amendment supporters as anti-government, violent, dangerous, anarchist, kook wackos who've got to be disarmed for the betterment of all mankind. And again, this idea that he's now calling for armed marches into every state capital on the 4th of July is a clear attempt to sell this idea that this is a nationwide behavior of all gun owners. And it's clearly it's a counter to this, you know, growing voices of gun owners and Second Amendment supporters across the country saying we're gun owners, we support the Second Amendment, we think this is a very reckless action on Kokesh's part, and we don't support it. So, you know, this new call for every state capital is an attempt to sell this as a nationwide behavior of all gun owners. This is a propaganda fist fight, and the first one to quit loses.
Absolutely. Even if it's not a contrived event from the very first, it creates the perfect pretense to be infiltrated by a provocateur actor to go in and fire off a shot to bring about the reaction from the D.C. police force that they seek, and perhaps DHS, that they seek to have to give the provided impetus to bring about the shootout that they want to create the national uprising against firearms.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, that's what they did at Kent State. After all these years, it came out there was an FBI informant who fired a starter pistol into the air that gave the National Guard the excuse to open fire on those unarmed protesters. And they're just replaying that same thing all over again. And even if Adam Kokesh is just being a publicist and an opportunist, you know, as you say, it is an absolute open invitation for the government to send infiltrators into these marches to pull the trigger and provoke a confrontation. And don't forget, last week, the Pentagon announced that they now have the authority, in direct violation of posse comitatus, the Pentagon says they have the authority to send the army in to intervene in any civil disturbance without waiting for the president to approve or the state governors to ask. And I don't see that as a coincidence. It's timed too closely with this call for an armed march into Washington, D.C., and today's call for an armed march into every state capital. This thing reeks of government setup, and it's an absolute disaster. And the only way we can undermine it, the only way we can pull the rug out from under it, is every single gun owner and Second Amendment supporter in America has to stand up and say, I do not agree with what Kokesh is doing. And they've got to get that message out there just as loud and as publicly as they can. Otherwise, whatever is going to happen on July 4th, the media will say, see, all those gun owners, they are like this. And we need to get the message out. No, we are not. We are responsible and safe gun owners and Second Amendment supporters. And what Kokesh is doing, we recognize and denounce as an unnecessary and reckless provocation. And we don't approve and we don't agree.
Absolutely. He is merely a crafted, plausible deniability scheme to give the opportunity to prosecute the agenda that the administration has lusted for years and years and years, taking away the guns from lawful, American-loving individuals.
That's exactly right, and that's why Department of Homeland Security has been buying all this hollow point man-killer ammunition. The government knows that if they just sit and wait for the financial collapse, we the American people are going to point the finger of blame where it deserves to go, the Federal Reserve and the federal government. The federal government needs an armed uprising that they can crush brutally and suspend all of our civil liberties to keep us under control. And that's what this whole Kokesh situation is about. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back. And yeah, I guess this is the Kokesh Bash show today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Adam Kokesh is definitely ramping this up. Apparently, he has released an official statement. This is from Adam Kokesh himself. He's no longer even calling what he's trying to do a protest. He's calling it a revolution. Let me read you a direct quote. A new American revolution is long overdue. This revolution has been brewing in the hearts and minds of the people for many years, but this independent state shall take a new form as the American Revolutionary Army will march on each state capital. We can pretty much cut it off at this point. Do you understand what Kokesh is doing? He is creating the illusion of an armed uprising for the government to put down brutally. And that's why I'm saying this announcement by the Pentagon that they have assumed the right to intervene in civil disturbances without waiting for civil government authority is not a coincidence. This is the biggest fraud this government has played to date. They're going to manufacture a revolution that they can put down and use as an excuse to declare a national emergency, suspend the Second Amendment. If you are a gun owner, if you are a Second Amendment supporter, if you are a Bill of Rights supporter, This is the time when you have got to stand up and be as loud as you can to say, I do not support what Kokesh is doing. Kokesh is a nut job. Kokesh is opening a door for government tyranny. He is not opposing it. This is a staged incident. The federal government is desperate for a revolution so they can bring about martial law, because that is the only way they can survive the coming collapse of the Federal Reserve Ponzi scheme bank. They couldn't get their world war cranked up to blame it all on that. They've run out of scapegoats they can blame all the problems on. The only way they're going to maintain control in this country is by complete, absolute, despotic tyranny, for which they must disarm the American people. So they can sit there in Sodom on the Potomac and say, look, we understand you're hungry and starving. You're watching your children wither away from hunger. But we're still the government, and you will do what we tell you, because we've taken away your right and your ability to say no. The government has been preparing for this for years. Think about all that hollow point ammunition they have been buying that is not suitable for target practice. It is designed and intended to kill human beings, meaning you, the American people. This whole thing is a setup to give the federal government the excuse to simply shred the Constitution. Remember, 2-3 months ago, we were seeing these trial balloons at MSNBC and the New York Times about, oh, it's time to get rid of that Constitution. The federal government would be much more efficient without it. And Kokesh and his hoaxers are opening up the door to give the government the excuse to do just that, get rid of the Constitution, and create a new tyranny on the North American continent, a fascist economic dictatorship, and to force that fascist economic model on the rest of the world with your children. What Kokesh is doing is dangerous. He's working for the other side. He's working for the federal government. He is giving them the excuse to destroy the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And the only way that we can stop him is for every single American who supports that Constitution, who supports the Second Amendment, who supports all the Bill of Rights, who supports gun ownership and an armed society able to resist government tyranny and well-armed criminals armed by that very federal government. Now is the time to stand up over this holiday weekend, wherever you go, talk to people and say, what Kokesh is doing is wrong. He does not represent the vast majority of American gun owners. He does not represent the vast majority of Americans who seek a restoration of the constitutional republic. He's already said he doesn't. He supports anarchy. This guy is tailor-made for the government to portray all gun owners as dangerous, kook anarchists. And we have got to stop this. And the only way to stop this is by undermining its propaganda value. And so if you're a gun owner, a Second Amendment supporter, and you sit on your butt and do nothing and do not speak out between now and July 4th, you're going to get what you deserve. They're going to be kicking down the door and confiscating your registered firearms and taking them away. Then they'll come after your gold and silver to save the banks. Then they're going to come after your children to conquer those few remaining nations who have the temerity and the upstartedness to refuse the blessings of private central banks that issue the public currencies a loan at interest. There has never been a time when it is more important for you to get out there and stand out in public and speak your mind. I think a lot of Americans are doing just that. That's why they've escalated this from Washington, D.C. to a call for marches on every single state capital. This is dangerous. Kokesh is getting ready to sell your Constitution to the federal government. We'll be back after these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick upon a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I did not mean to turn this into the anti-Kokesh March show, or announce his revolution, the anti-Kokesh revolution show. But it is an important topic here right now. And I want to make a couple more points before we go to the phone lines here. Okay. Kokesh's revolution, and that's what Kokesh is now calling it, a new American revolution. He is calling for an armed revolution. This is how Obama's going to get out of Triplegate. Everybody's going to be talking about the armed uprising by those Second Amendment freako wacko anarchists, whatever. And if Kokesh does give the U.S. government their excuse to suspend the Constitution, well, with it goes the authority of the Congress, and Obama's off scot-free. Yeah, we screwed up Benghazi. What are you going to do about it? Yes, we're sicking the IRS on all my enemies. What are you going to do about it now, huh? Yeah, we're spying on everything you do. What are you going to do about it now? You tried to have a revolution. I am now justified in all of these things that we've been doing. And that's another reason to retroactively justify all this national security state stuff, which doesn't really work, certainly didn't work in Boston, if you believe the official story. So now Obama has an armed revolution that he can act decisively in presidential with and suspend the Constitution. Maybe suspend all future elections. Ever think about that? We could have Obama as El Presidente for life. This is a government operation. This is a staged government operation to manufacture an armed rebellion to be crushed down brutally, to re-enslave the American people to the Federal Reserve. If Kokesh were really a legitimate revolutionary leader, the government would have those Florida FBI guys interview him at midnight, followed by an accidental shooting like they did that kid the other day. Or maybe they could have the Boston police run Kokesh over with an SUV and claim it was Kokesh's brother driving it at the time. Do you think for a second if Kokesh were really perceived as a threat to the U.S. government that he would not immediately meet with an accident or a drone strike? Under the explanation for Obama's drone strikes killing U.S. citizens, Kokesh qualifies. This little namby-pamby arrest to throw him in jail is a promotional device. It's a public relations stunt to sell him, to sell the brand to Americans. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. George in Michigan. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I think if there is going to be any kind of a march, the constitutional sheriff should be there with their uniforms, their badges, and their guns, and let it be known that they will make sure there is nothing will go wrong.
It's a nice idea. The problem is any government agent provocateurs in the crowd are not going to be deterred by those constitutional sheriffs. They may not even be in the crowd. Again, go back to Kent State. That free-for-all by the National Guard was started by an FBI informant with a starter pistol, and he wasn't in the National Guard, he wasn't with the protesters, he was just off to one side. That's all it's going to take.
Well, if there's no march, something needs to be done that's going to make a difference to improve this country.
Well, again, what I've been saying for years and years is, and I know it's very hard, and I know people are angry and frustrated, but patience, patience, patience. This system is destroying itself right now. The whole private central banking network is hovering on the edge of collapse. We're getting flashing red warning signs from all the world markets. We're going to be talking about the economy a little bit later on. Triplegate has just absolutely destroyed what was left of the federal government's credibility. It's all going to come crashing down the way the former Soviet Union did. And what the federal government wants to do, if they can gin up this make-believe mythical armed revolution, then they can get rid of the Constitution, impose a dictatorship, and they will continue to have their rulership and their perks and their wealth in Sodom on the Potomac and Wall Street. And they'll simply say to the American people, you don't like it? Too bad. You can't do anything about it. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to have this revolution before the system collapses all on its own.
In the least, I'm calling for as many talk show hosts as possible to pool their resources and shame the scripted government-controlled media, disgrace them, expose them for their lies and hypocrisy.
We're doing our best. Okay?
Well, thank you.
All right. We're going to switch over to Ted in Georgia. Aloha, Ted. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I absolutely and totally agree with you, Mike. This is the most foolish and foolhardy thing I've heard in a long time. And what I want to know is how to spell Kokesh, because I want to put a letter in a statewide paper refuting this whole deal, because I think it is absolutely insane.
It is Kokesh, and if you go to my website, whatreallyhappened.com, up there at the top of the content, permanently, from now until July 3rd, is my petition for people to sign to say, I do not support what Kokesh is doing, and there are links to various stories. There's a link now to his calling for an armed revolution, and there's a picture of Kokesh himself that you can use. And thank you very much for writing that letter to your editor. That's something everybody ought to be doing. Every online blog, every pro-gun website, if you're a member, get in there and start blogging saying we all need to go public. Gun owners, law-abiding American citizens do not support this. We are not part of Kokesh's call for an armed revolution. It is a ginned-up hoax by a federal government that's scared out of its mind that they're about to lose their jobs. And they want to keep their jobs, and they will do whatever it takes to keep their power over you, to keep their hands in your wallet. They will lie, cheat, steal, and kill. And they believe it makes them superior human beings, but it does not. It just makes them human beings willing to lie, cheat, steal, and kill.
Thank you, Mike. You're doing a great job, and I appreciate it. I'm going to support it.
All right. Thank you very much, and spread the word, and I appreciate every little bit of help we get on this. It is that important. We're going to switch over to Werner in Canada. Aloha, Werner. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Mike. I think now is the time to keep cool heads.
Yes.
And maybe we should start supporting the last few honest judges that are still in the system. For example, where this judge now got put into the slammer for the next 28 years, who was feeding children and people into the prison industrial complex.
Yeah, well, we're definitely doing that, and the exposure of that scandal is why he got 28 years.
Yeah, and as I say, those kind of trends, they should be encouraged. And what Adam Kokesh is doing, it puts an end to that kind of an attempt.
Absolutely. If Kokesh succeeds in, creating his illusion of an armed revolution that allows the federal government to declare a national emergency, activate all those FEMA orders, and bring about this dictatorship that George W. Bush used to joke about, then the judges will be protected, the IRS will be protected, the Department of Justice will be protected. All of these crimes and corruptions will instantly vanish. There'll be no more independent media. The internet will be tightly, tightly controlled so that you are once again returned to the slavery of only being told those things that will lead you to decide of your own free will what the government wants you to think. It's a panic reaction on the part of the government. They've got to be in an absolute scared out of their mind to be considering a stunt like this. But that's exactly what it is.
Now is the time for cool heads to prevail.
Well, I'm trying to keep my head as cool as possible, and thank you for the call, and we're going to let you go. All righty. Phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. Getting back to Triplegate, might as well talk about it now, because if Kokesh succeeds, this will be a verboten subject from now on here. President Obama, in attempting to act like he is innocent of all wrongdoing and is in still being presidential, has ordered the Department of Justice to review how all these leak investigations were handled. And he's already being slammed about this, saying, come on, investigating yourself. And again, Nixon did exactly the same thing. He tried to head off an independent prosecutor by saying, no, we're going to get to the bottom of this. You know, I'm the president. I will take care of it. It's a little like asking Jeffrey Dahmer to investigate rumors of cannibalism in Milwaukee or hiring Jody Arias as a marriage counselor. We should not allow these institutions of the government to be investigating themselves. What kind of a result will we get from the investigation? It's like when they allowed the government to investigate the shoot down of TWA 800. And their official conclusion was all the people on Long Island who saw a missile were just drunk. That was their official conclusion. Or the murder of Vince Foster and all the rest of this other stuff. That when the government investigates, it is done purely to block any real investigation. And it's doubly problematic because apparently Eric Holder himself personally authorized the search warrant for Fox News reporters' private emails. And so now the president is asking Eric Holder, did you act wrongly? And of course Eric Holder said, no, it was in conformance with department policy and blah, 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 blah. Now, over at 12160, they had a story about how public support for a possible impeachment of Barack Obama soars as voters say the federal government is completely out of control. That part is true. And I even got some emails saying, don't you understand that all of this Triplegate, it's a plot by Netanyahu to get Obama out and get Biden in. And I'm sure Netanyahu would probably see that as a positive thing here. But I'm kind of cool on the issue of impeachment because Obama's just one guy. And all by himself, he can't do all these things that have been done. These scandals happened because people inside the Internal Revenue Service, people inside the FBI, people inside the Department of Justice were willing to accept and follow these illegal orders. That's the problem. It's not the one guy. It's the system as a whole and the people who work within it. Remember the Nuremberg trials? And they had all those Nazis up there, and their excuse was, I was just following the orders I was given. And they hung them anyway, and rightly so. And it is a principle in U.S. military doctrine. Nobody has an obligation to follow an illegal or immoral order. It's in the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It is in the United States law. If your boss orders you to commit a crime, you can refuse, and you can report your boss. And when your boss goes to jail, you might just get his job. So all those people in the Internal Revenue Service, all those people at the Department of Justice, all those people at the FBI who accepted and carried out orders they knew were illegal, they are the problem. And swapping Obama for Biden does not address that problem. They can't get by just saying, I was obeying orders, or claiming the Fifth Amendment. That's the reality here. Now, getting over to this Woolwich situation. I've been noticing on Fox News today, they've been showing the video of our Patsy standing there screaming about Allah and eye for an eye and all the rest of that. And they're not even paying attention to the videos because, as we mentioned yesterday, there's one video of this guy screaming and yelling where his hands are colored red to look like they've got blood on them. And there's another video of the same rant shot by a second camera where his hands are clean. And Fox is actually showing both videos, alternating. And they don't seem to realize those two videos where one the hands are colored red and the other where his hands are clean completely destroys the credibility of this whole illusion. And we're seeing a lot of articles posted all over the net basically saying, we're not buying this one. It's too convenient. Oh, another horrible crime by a Muslim fanned up to start riots and an anti-Muslim sentiment. It's another hoax and a fraud. And now, of course, we're finding out, just like in Boston, where it turned out that Sarnia Brothers had these links to American intelligence agencies, now we're finding out that MI5, you know, was connected with this guy who's supposedly waving the knife and everything around. All the friends and neighbors of the accused attacker are just saying he was a normal, regular guy. And remember, the video shows him wearing a gold ring. And devout Muslims do not wear gold, and they do not wear wedding rings. So again, it's another fraud. It's another complete fraud. We have a story that's circulating now where some of the police are saying the murder didn't even actually happen. It's just all staged. They're having a hard time keeping the lid on this one. And, of course, along with the House of Lords screaming for greater surveillance and all the rest of that, we have the counterargument saying, well, look, this guy was striking back at the nation, killing his, you know, spiritual brothers over in the Mideast. In that context, these attacks are on the same level as the French underground during Nazi occupation. And I'm not saying it was a good thing for him to do, because I think it was another fake staged event to shape public opinion to support more wars of conquest in the Middle East. But remember what I told you about propaganda. For propaganda to work against the general population, it must present a clear, elegant view of the image that is being projected onto the people. When it's thrashing around back and forth, when it's trial balloon this, trial balloon that, conflicting stories, you lose that narrative. And the public, already suspicious and skeptical, is looking for reasons not to believe the official story. And in this case, they're finding them. Meanwhile, interesting story coming out of Birmingham. Apparently, Mohammed Salim, 75 years old, was stabbed to death as he returned home from the local mosque. that's not getting the headline coverage that the Woolworth killing is. And the headline, at least as reported over in The Guardian in Great Britain, is that the Birmingham murder may have been racially motivated. But no big deal. He was a Muslim, so we don't really care. Oh, my goodness. All righty, we already talked about that. Again, we talked about how the British government is using the Woolworth murder to push for greater surveillance on all of their people. According to the New York Times, President Obama is getting ready to back a proposal by the FBI to introduce legislation called the Communications Assistant for Law Enforcement Act, which will open up every single device you have, computers, smartphones, tablets, everything, to constant online surveillance without a warrant. We will be right back.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Turns away, his mother looks on weeping. Dear drops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Looking at my email, I'm convinced Adam Kokesh is a government operative. We really need to formulate a coherent strategy to stop or at least diminish what he's planning to do, solicit suggestions. And I think we already have the way that this can be undermined. This is a propaganda operation. And what we do is we deny the narrative to the government. And the narrative is clearly an armed revolution by those gosh darn gun-owning, Second Amendment, Constitution-kissing whack jobs out there. And so we, the gun owners and Second Amendment supporters and pro-constitutionalists, and I know that makes us all terror suspects in the eyes of the federal government right now, we all have to stand up right now. And we have to be willing to exercise our First Amendment right to freedom of speech, freedom to assemble peacefully, nonviolently, and stand up and say, we're not part of this. Whatever Kokesh and those few losers who are going to follow him on this stunt may do, they do not speak for us. They do not represent us. And we have mere weeks to get that message out there and to mount our own public relations campaign, and that's exactly what it is, to inform the average American that what Kokesh is doing is not representative of the vast majority of the American people and the American gun owners and those who still support the Constitution of the United States of America and the Bill of Rights. We're going to go to the phones here. Don up in Idaho. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to make the point that, I know that there's a lot of people out there that are probably feeling like, you know, it's time for some kind of a revolution or something like that. But I think that history has shown that the difference, I mean, we don't want to go against our state governments at the same time going against the federal government, because then what you've got in reality is a rebellion, not a revolution. Rebellions are put down 100% of the time. They're always crushed.
Yeah, they are, and that's the whole point here. And by the way, you've hit on another very subtle propaganda point that Kokesh is trying to do, because the federal government understands that American opposition right now is focused purely on the federal government and very little opposition to the state governments. And so by doing this stunt of armed marches into the state capitals, Kokesh is trying to turn those state governments against the American people. And they're looking at all these states that are passing all these laws to block federal government control, to block Obamacare, to block NDAA, to basically stand up for states' rights. And so if Kokesh gets a lot of people going into the state capitals, those state governments are going to say, whoa, we need to be protected from the people. And they will drop their opposition to the federal tyranny, and they will sign right on board with the federal agenda. We got to take a break for station identification. Back with more phone calls after these few words.